What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Is he mighty? Amen. He is, isn't he? I was just given three books that were written by a Puritan, and they have just recently been republished. They're abridged a little bit. David Wilkerson redid them on spiritual warfare, and I've just started the first book, and it's just tremendous. It's just a great blessing. And it seems like this guy was writing, you know, in the 1600s, but it seems like he was writing to the church today. Just amazing. Can't remember the title right now. I was going to tell you, I was going to recommend that series tonight, but
what's that?
Yeah, The Christian in Complete Armor. It's a 3-volume set. If you ever think of it, want to pick it up, it's great. Great blessing. Anyway, I was thinking about how mighty God is. It is, he starts out talking about be strong in the Lord. And the point is that God gives us the victory. The results are up to him. So all we have to do is concentrate on being strong. We concentrate on being strong and courageous, and God does the rest. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the
how great thou art.
life, in the neighborhood or on the job, we need to speak up for Christ, no matter what it means. So I left here that night thinking, yeah, I'm going to do that, because I know I leave the workplace someday thinking, I missed an opportunity and I should have spoken out, even though I was on the job. Well, would you know, this is how God works. Monday morning, I get to work, and a new employee that I was assigned to train in as a young man by the name of Thomas. For 10 years, he's been a commercial jet pilot from Mesabi, and he was laid off after 9/11. The man has a family, and 32 years old, and really searching for Christ. And so if you think of it, pray for Thomas. He's a management trainee with us at Walmart. I'll be working with him for 17 weeks, and then he'll be on another stuff. But it was just a blessing because, you know, when I walk in Monday morning and say, I'm going to do that, God put somebody right in my path. And within the first hour, I'd already found out how much he was searching, because just with a few simple questions, as you can imagine, you know, a person who had to take that position, very brilliant man, 10 years flying commercial planes and then laid off, it was a devastating thing for him. He'd been unemployed for about the last 9 months. And he got hired on as a management trainee for Walmart, and so I had an opportunity to work with him closely for the next 17 weeks. And anyway, within the first hour, he had asked me several questions about the Christian faith. And so I started asking him questions back and forth, and in the last year, Thomas not only has been laid off, but I think partly because of the shaking events of 9/11 and his own personal career and financial crisis for his family of being unemployed, has begun to go back to church. He was raised Roman Catholic, married a Baptist, and persuaded her when they got married to join him at the Catholic Church. But in the 9 months he's been laid off, he said one of the things he's been doing a lot of is reading the Bible, and what a blessing it can be at times to be laid off. And so it's just an opportunity to share with him. And I'm not sure, but I think he's either that close to being a Christian or is actually just a real baby Christian. But, you know, really needed to be encouraged, and it's been a blessing to work in the same office with him for the last week, and I'm looking forward to the next 16 weeks.
Amen. Let's pray for him right now. Father, we lift up Thomas to you today, and we thank you, Lord, for the work that you are doing in his heart. Lord, we rejoice that he has either found you or is close to finding you. And Lord, if he has not just reached out to you yet with that saving faith, I pray, Lord, that he would do that in just the next few days. Lord, give him the grace. And the word that he's reading, Lord, we know that your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish your purposes in his life. And Lord, your word promises that we will find you when we seek you with all of our heart. And so, Lord, we just pray that Thomas would find you and that he would find you in a great and marvelous way. And then he would grow in his relationship with you, that he would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, that he will be able to look back on this part of his life and say, it was worth it all to know Christ. And I pray for Brian, too, that you would just give him wisdom and discernment there. Lord, help him as he talks with Thomas. Lord, that he would just have the words to say, that your anointing would be upon him. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to say that he gave the same challenge at Raycon and Rowan's church, and I accepted the challenge too. But usually when I go to the vet's hospital, I give out two of my poems. One is Jesus and how he leads us to eternal life. I gave that one here on Christmas program. And the other one is Two Ways, and it tells how we either build on the sand or on the rock of Christ Jesus, and how when we build on the sand, it just goes away, it doesn't do any good. So I have these two poems, and I take them with me to the vet's hospital, and I usually try to give out some of them. I'm pretty timid about that yet in my day. It's still hard to do. But anyway, I've had great response. I've only had one person that challenged me. And I said, well, he must have not been raised a Christian. But he said he was. He said his dad was very Christian. And I wish I would have been bold enough to tell him more, but there were so many people there that I just didn't say anything. But anyway, this last time we went up, the very last time, we went up, and here I didn't have any poems to lean on, and I felt so bad to think I didn't have any. Well, I sat at the dinner table, and with fellow with some stuff over his eye, and he said he was up just a little ways from me. And he said, yeah, you might be in the shape I'm in. So anyway, when I got through eating, I went up and talked to this couple. And I told them about the Lord and how to be saved. And they accepted it so graciously. And it was like they had never heard of it before. I didn't wait to see if they wanted to accept the Lord. Now or not, but I told them to start reading the Bible. And I feel like I had helped. So sometimes it pays to be challenged to do things. Another thing he also said there was about this, I think it was a grandmother, that never talked to the grandchildren about the Lord. So when I saw something wrong, I went ahead and spoke, and it's caused quite a bit of excitement in the family. But I just felt that I should talk. And even though it was the thing they were thinking of, I thought was wrong to do, I got to talking. And, you know, I believe it pays to try to do more. You know, we're never so good, but what we can try to do better. And sometimes just hearing these things renews us in our heart. And then we pray about it, and then we go ahead with it. And the Lord gives us strength and power to do it. And I'm so glad for Jesus tonight that he has helped. When we have a willing heart, he works with us.
And you always feel so much better afterwards, don't you, after you obey the Lord?
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Singing, and the melody
stay in the garden with him. Though the night around me is falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. When the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Praise the Lord.
Seems to have been an exciting week. You'll need to talk to them later.
In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown that you can. You go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and He'll not forget His own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. Welcome home, my child of love. Little is much if God is in it. Labor not
your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. For my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Nothing I ask and I would seek to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. One thing I ask and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen, come once again to me. I will draw near to you, I will draw near to you. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day, better is one day, better is one day than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day, better is one day, better is one day than thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere.